So anywho, last night we're playing poker, right? As usual, I'm winning and not realizing it. And Lenny says that I'm... get this. A little slow. How come you're not laughing? Do you think I'm slow?
Bah. Snap. We don't think you're slow. But on the other hand, it's not like you go to museums or read books or anything.
You think I don't want to? It's those TV networks, Marge. They won't let me. One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, just gave us 30 minutes to ourselves. But they won't. They won't let me live.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Terry, I am very well. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry. Very good to hear it. Can I ask what's been going on?
Not much, really. Celebrated my first wedding anniversary over the weekend.
I actually meant to congratulate you yesterday. I got a thing on my Instagram stories of this time last year.
It's a bit of a funny thing because we had the wedding ceremony on the 16th. You son of a... But we actually tied the knot in the registry office on the 13th. So we were out on Friday the 13th. For a bit of dinner. Ooh, yeah.
How did that go?
It was delicious. We went to Vintage Kitchen, where we were last year when we got married. That's where we went after the registry office.
Oh, nice.
It is a fantastic restaurant on Poolbeg Street. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
Where is Poolbeg Street?
Do you know where? Do you know where Mulligan's Pub is?
Of course I don't.
Do you know where the Screen Cinema used to be on Dallier Street?
Is that, yes.
I tell you what, if you're coming across the bridge,
yes.
The Liffey Bridge, it's like that sort of block there.
To the left?
It's actually, if you keep going straight, it would be to the left, yeah. If you right. kept going.
I know where it is.
Yeah. But it's right beside Mulligan's Pub. You can actually get a pint in Mulligan's and bring it in to have with your dinner, which is what I did.
What?
Yeah.
How can they allow this?
Because they're good people. But beautiful food. I had a prawn risotto. To start, which is like more.
Terry, I'm very surprised.
Oh man, it was unbelievable.
A prawn risotto.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well.
And then I had a lamb shank, and it just.
Not so surprised about that one.
But it was like, as soon as I touched off it with my fork, it just crumbled. It's that good, like, you know?
Right.
It was very, very good.
Nice. 1 year, huh?
Yeah, 1 year. Yeah. What a difference.
I know.
But I got a great present off Faye. I got tickets to the Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
No.
And it's like that's been on my bucket list for years.
I noticed there's a Penguin Cafe Orchestra song on our shared playlist.
Yes.
Called Garbage Patrol on Spotify, if anyone wants to join.
Hey, follow us. It's good tunes.
It is actually a fantastic playlist, if I may say.
Let's just put on the playlist for the rest of the podcast.
We should just do this.
Yeah.
The amount of times I'll play a song on that I'll be like, oh, this is good. I'm like, who is this? And I'm always, even though like I'll think like, oh, this is definitely me. Like, this is a great song. Yeah. This is definitely me. And I'm like, no, it's Terry. That's son of a bitch.
We play the game where like I'll have it on and Faye be like, Cantwell? I'm like, me. Get it right. Like, you don't know your own husband.
I want a divorce.
It's dignity, Faye. But yeah, so that's a once in a lifetime thing. It's been on my bucket list, and like the guy Simon Jeffers,
who's like 20-30 of them or something.
There's a good few of them. In the originally it was like 3 or 4, and they all had like backing members or whatever. But
Terry, now if I may,
some people never learn.
Now it's a fulfill bar, but it's a different flavor. Chocolate brownie.
Have you tried it before?
Never. Second fulfill bar in my life.
From the last episode. Oh, God.
I've been eating very healthy this week. All broccoli and fish. I haven't eaten any chocolate, to be honest, for about a week. But
that didn't break properly. It did not look... It was very rubbery break there.
It's a bit rubbery.
Yeah, rubbery looking.
So, take two.
Mm-hmm. Looks awful.
No, you know what?
Looks like shoe leather.
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, is it? Yeah,
it's a decent chocolate bar. Yeah. It doesn't taste bad.
How much did you pay for that?
I don't know. Between that and the can, it was like €4.
€4?
For a can of tropical Red Bull.
Sugar-free, though.
Yeah, I know. But we discussed this. I think there's taurine in it, right? Yeah. What is taurine?
It's like the thing that keeps you going.
Yeah, well then.
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me.
And what else have I been up to? Nothing much, really. Oh, I've been watching something. I've been watching two things.
Me too, Terry. Oh. Two things myself. Let's see if they cross over.
Well, I don't know if you've seen any of these ads for Temple around.
I haven't.
Oh, have you not?
What is Temple?
Temple is...
Stop doing that with your hands every time you say Temple.
Jazz hands. Temple is a show about...
I'm sorry to interrupt again. That's a very big water bottle you've got on the table.
900 milliliters.
I just noticed this. It's infuriatingly large. You son of a bitch.
Go through two of these in a day, you're laughing.
I'm sorry, you know, it's very distracting.
So it's being interrupted constantly.
These incessant interruptions. Please, go on.
Temple is the story of a surgeon who, at the start of the show, you see, like, he's having a memorial for his wife who's passed away. Meantime, there's like a bit of a, I don't know, like a break-in, a robbery happening.
Bit of argy-bargy.
Well, it's like these other guys are like robbing someplace, and whatever happens, one of the getaway driver gets shot. So he rings a friend of his, and essentially the go-between guy is like, I need you to come operate on this fella. Turns out he's like running underneath the Temple tube station. He's running like an illicit surgery for criminals that can't go through the NHS or whatever like that. Like,
who's in it?
Mark Strong. You would know him. Did you see Kingsman?
I did.
So he was the guy, the Scottish guy, the bald guy, Merlin, who was helping out Eggsy.
And I only watched Kingsman again. Like,
yeah, did you? Well, you know who we were. Did you see the second one?
No. Is it good?
That's okay.
Yeah. Me a four, it is.
Yeah, but like, so you remember your man who was, when Eggsy was like giving that princess anal spoilers.
Yeah, did I imagine that?
No, because I remember we reviewed it on our old podcast and it was like, you said it to me, I was like, that didn't happen. And the version I
can't believe the version that was
watching. Yes. That basically, it's his kind of cue or whatever. Like, you'd know him. He's in loads of stuff.
All right.
But your one from Game of Thrones is in it. The Red Witch.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it. But here's the big selling point for me.
Yes.
It's written by a friend of the show and former Centre customer, Marco Rao.
No way.
Yeah. And I remember talking to him ages ago about it. And he was saying, oh, you know, telling me the whole thing.
He also wrote Intermission for those of you who.
Yes. Perrier's Bounty and his own film out there.
Sure. Yeah. I've never seen it.
I mean, that's good. It is good. Went to see it with Shane O'Neill, other friend of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But. It's kind of, he pitched it to me and it was like, it's kind of like Breaking Bad type thing where it's like a really intelligent guy and a less intelligent fella that he has helping him or whatever like that. But also like, you know, you're in this murky underworld and you know.
Where's it set? What country is it
it's
set?
It's in England, set in England.
And so, is it on Amazon Prime?
It's on Sky One. And I will say, I think it's the best thing I've seen on Sky One in years. Mm. Like, I remember watching first, because it's really, like, darkly funny, not too serious.
Yeah.
Kind of pulpy. And I was saying it to Faye, like...
Now, when you say pulpy, is that an industry term?
Well, it's, you know, like...
I'm not up with the industry terms.
Like,
it's,
like, doesn't take itself too seriously. Okay. Like, you know, so, like, it's kind of... It's not comic, but it's also, like... Like there is gruesome parts in it, but it's also like light as well. Like it undercuts the tension quite nicely. Right. It gets that balance.
Yeah.
But Very good.
I have Sky One.
Yeah, and it's on part of the box set thing or whatever. So if you have Sky,
done the box sets. I lost them in a deal to get Sky Sports.
And I traded them a pig.
I tell you what, I lost them to get Sky Sports. So like, do you watch the box sets? Like, no. Like, and then I was going to
everything
cancel
is
it
on the box set.
Oh, I know. You're and then they said okay, and I got standard definition Sky Sports. Didn't think that'd be a big deal.
No,
it's terrible. No. It's like you're streaming it or something. It's awful. Like the difference between Match of the Day on BBC and like Super Sunday on Sky Sports is
so much of the cost for your Sky Sports.
I don't know, but altogether, TV, broadband, and Sky Sports, I think it's like €84 or something a month.
Mm, that's not bad. Like, I think my broadband is like €50 a month, and then I do Now TV.
Oh, yeah.
For €12 for the box sets and live TV, and then what was that?
I was pointing at you because I actually, well, I'm on a free trial for your new place of work, Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
Haven't actually watched that on it yet. I haven't even. I've literally just
what's the point?
I've literally just been using it for getting orders in. Mm-hmm. But it's been good. They have music and books and all that sort of shit as well. I feel like I work for Amazon
Speaking
Prime.
Speaking of.
Yes?
On Prime Video.
Excuse me.
The other thing I've been watching on Prime Video is called Undone. Which is a very interesting show. Which are you okay?
Go on.
But basically, it's like, do you ever see A Scanner Darkly?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
So you know the way that was like doing in like rotoscope?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of way this is, and it's,
I like that.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was a fan of the way it looked actually, Scanner Darkly. That,
and you don't see too much of it. Now it gets a bit I don't know, like I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's like
I won't watch it.
It's on Prime, like you may as well. Anyway, it's very good. Bob Odenkirk is in it.
Oh,
yes. And it's kind of darkly funny. It's to do with a woman who is like, her father disappeared years ago. He died in a car crash. And she's kind of having like a nervous breakdown. And then her father reappears. And then all other sort of sci-fi stuff starts happening. Good.
I mean,
yet it's 25 minutes an episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well I must actually have, because on PlayStation, I see it has the app for Amazon Prime now. Mm-hmm. So I can just go in. I did have a browse around. I've seen it has Seinfeld, which is coming to Netflix, I see.
2021.
Why even bother announcing it? It's like, great news. Yeah. Like, oh, great. For some reason, though, I thought it was Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents. Like, well, I look forward to that, Greg. You know? It's like, if you water it, it should sprout in 6 to 9 months. Yeah.
500 million. They spent on it, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
500 million.
Seinfeld must have, like, more money.
Oh, my God.
Like, he sold the syndication rights.
In 96 or 98?
Yeah, but they're losing Friends. Apparently they spent, like, 100 million on Friends.
I don't know. I mean...
But it is. It's the quintessential
It's better
sitcom.
Than Friends.
It's the best sitcom.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you know...
I mean, Jesus, I don't know if I'd... I mean...
But, like, there's a whole nother generation that, like, never watched it. And they're going to be like, what? This is the best fucking show ever. Like,
speaking of Netflix, Terry, I've been watching some shows on Netflix.
Sure, loosely.
I started watching Mindhunter.
Hey!
Terry.
Don't tell me you didn't like it.
It's fucking shite.
You're an asshole.
What is it? It's tonally all over the place.
What are you talking about?
Well, nothing happens in it. For a show about serial killers, it's fucking boring.
It's a...
Kerry watched it. Kerry's been still watching it as I've been.
Good.
She's sticking with it for some reason.
It's, but like, it's deadly.
It's very Gilmore Girls or something, the dialogue. It's very snappy, like, especially the first episode, anyway. I was like, is this a comedy or is it a drama or is it like.
I don't want to live on this world anymore. Get me out of this recording booth. Like.
Lock the doors.
You've got to finish this. You're going to sit here and you're going to like it.
You know what? Like, I watched a few episodes. I did it like I watched.
You don't think your man is fucking deadly,
Cary Elwes?
No, not
he
not
looks the spit your man from
not,
Robin Hood. Men not
the main guy. The other guy, Holt McElhinney.
His partner.
Yeah, the guy that's always
he's good.
Guy. He's brilliant. Like.
It's good, but it's just not like I get it. Like okay, I'm like you have to really grab me with something like this. Like it's about serial killers and like,
yeah, but it's about like the profile, the setting up of profiles.
Is it does it get better? Does shit start happening or is that
what do you mean like
it's just talking
So what? Like, it's interesting.
It's not as interesting. The first serial killer was good. You know, the guy who talks like this with the mustache.
Ed Kemper.
The guy who had sex with the severed head. Yeah. Like, you know.
And then there's another guy. We got to the
at
guy.
At least show us him having sex with the severed head. What? Something. No, why? Show the serial killers actually committing the crime.
No.
And then.
And then talk about it. You're what's wrong with people.
Terry,
today.
We're from. That's a big stretch.
It is. It's like everything's dumbed down. Like
I wouldn't ask for them to change the show. I just won't watch it. That's all.
Good.
So don't paint me with that brush, Terry. Yeah. The second, but then I tell you what I did do is I revisited a show that I gave up on previously because I was like, and I was in the mood for something new. I said, let's watch Mindhunter, and it's like, you know what? It's fine, but it's not. Shite, I was just being, that was for comedic effect. It's not shite, but it's not great. But I switched back to Peaky Blinders.
Never watched one episode.
It's fucking unreal.
Is it?
It's fucking unreal. I don't know why.
What's that accent you're doing there?
Birmingham.
Is it?
That's actually spot on. That's a spot on accent. I stopped halfway through.
Getting Ringo Starr there. Like.
That no, I want. I've nothing said about this accent. That's spot on. That's just spot on. No, Birmingham? I've lost it now.
It's more Birmingham.
For some reason I stopped watching it in season 3 because for some reason I thought it was getting a bit like.
I heard it's brilliant. I've heard it's really good.
Like, oh my god! I've only just finished season. Terry, you got 4 seasons right there on Netflix. Murphy's unbelievable.
Yeah, no argument there.
You're what's wrong with that? Why aren't you watching Peaky Blinders?
I think we've put it to a side. I'm going to watch it with my wife.
Well, watch
and
it.
And I'm
then.
Waiting for her to get on board.
She'd love it. Cillian Murphy's in it.
Yeah.
She like him?
I mean, he's a good actor.
He's perfect. It's the role he was born to play. Tom Hardy's in it.
Yeah, I'd say he's overacting the shit out of it. Is he like?
Look, I don't like saying bad about my man Tom, but.
But.
He talks in an accent like this, right? And he's so over the top, right? And you haven't seen the show. Anyone who's watched the show will tell you that
sounds,
is absolutely dead on.
That impression. Sounds like Tom Hardy.
That was him doing whatever. Yeah, he's some like Jewish guy or something like that.
He's a
psycho.
From London, is he?
Yeah.
Jew from London.
And so
African Jew.
Yes. I don't know why he ever stopped. Unbelievable.
How many episodes? It's like six
it's
a season.
It's beautifully as well. It looks amazing.
You know what kind of has put me off though? Because somebody was selling me on it and it was like, and if you like slow motion Arctic monkeys smoking a cigarette, they're walking down and I'm like, yeah. And it was just a guy, I just met him and I was like, and he was, you know,
That put me off too.
We were having a really good chat about film and stuff like that and then he was like selling me on that. And
Arctic
like,
monkeys? Where's he getting that from?
Well, it was just whatever, the music. It's like
the music
modern,
is modern.
Music.
The music
and it was like,
is modern.
So I was like, it was like they're strutting down the street and Arctic Monkeys are playing. And I was like, oh, right, yeah. And I was just like, I really like this guy. I don't really want to be like, that sounds utter bollocks. Like, yeah, that sounds, no, not for me. Like,
the music can be sometimes hit or miss, but, I mean, overall, it's, I mean, talk about shit going down.
Right.
That's what I signed up for.
Well, look, Mindhunter, I'd say, is more cerebral, all right?
Yeah, I don't have the patience. I'll be the first to tell you, I don't have the patience for that.
You don't have the patience?
No. Oh. Now, if I may switch gears for a second, Terry.
You may? Question mark?
Something you want to share with the class there, Terry? He's on his phone. We're in the middle of a podcast.
He said, hold on, I'm trying to get something working here.
We're going to have a fulfill bar, all right?
Yeah. Now, what I am trying...
I've been producing another podcast on the side, Terry.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch.
Made it number 6 in the business charts.
Right, yeah.
And I don't feel good about it, I'll be honest with you. I feel like I'm two-timing this podcast.
You son of a bitch.
It's basically what the studio was built for. But,
well, I've lost what I was looking for.
Well, thank you for bringing the podcast to a screeching halt.
Yeah, hold on. No.
Unbelievable. Hang on, while you're doing that, I'm going to turn the levels up because I'm looking at the computer. I'm looking at the weenus and I'm not happy. Yeah. Is there something I can help you with there?
Yeah, maybe you have it there. I'm looking for a mail.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay. You know what time it is, Andy?
What time is it, Terry?
It's time we went into the old Mailbag.
Oh, something in there this week.
There is. Let me read it out to you.
Go ahead. Brilliant.
Dear Andy and Terry.
That's no.
Long time P-I-I-H-A-D-H-S-P listener. First time P-I-I-H-A-D-H-S-P caller. Big fan of the show. Andy's antiquated politics aside, I knew it.
We'll come back to this. I thought I could all that.
He said he's awaiting the merch with bated breath.
Oh, yes.
Simpsons Season 30, Episode 11, Mad About the Toy, won an Emmy at the weekend. Best Animated Program, which...
What?
Boils my blood, to Why, be honest. Though? Like, anyway, we'll come back to that. Would you consider reviewing a new episode as a one-off? With a love that will echo through the ages, Shane. P.S. As for Terry's recent slanderous assertion that I may not have seen, that I may have seen all of the American Pie movies, I have not seen American Pie, The Book of Love.
Nor I.
Nor anybody. Nor anybody. Shane, thank you so much for the message.
Thank you, Shane.
We haven't discussed this beforehand, but I would say it's a big fat no for a new episode.
Yeah, I mean, like, no.
You look, we'll do a Patreon series of it. Right? Yeah,
really. You gotta pay for that kind of content.
Because it's torturous.
It's not like, I mean, it's
even
when we did that season 12 episode,
it was bad.
I really didn't enjoy watching it. I didn't, not that I didn't enjoy talking about it. You're excellent company, Terry, but I didn't particularly.
We were doing it over Skype as well, which made it all the
all the
and we're both dying with a cold, but
so it wasn't just wasn't enjoyable. It's not like, it's like, I don't know. I'd be up for it maybe as an extra, or maybe if we run out of ideas for the mini-sodes.
As an aside, now maybe it's the one episode in, you know, the
I'd be
one
interested to see what
50.
The fuss is about. Like, is that, have they not won an Emmy in years?
It's like 2008 or something like that, I think, the last time they won an Emmy.
I mean, maybe to see what the fuss is about.
But, like, I'm looking at the stuff. I'm actually going to have a quick, like, think of the animated shows that are out there at the moment. Like, would you think that that was the best of the bunch that is out there?
You've got what? BoJack Horseman's huge.
Well, that's, I would say that for me, that is the best one. And I know you don't watch it, really.
No, I've tried.
It beat BoJack Horseman.
Final Space, was that in there?
No, it wasn't. Get lost. Beat Bob's Burgers. It beat...
That's not funny anymore.
Big Mouth, which...
That's not funny anymore, either.
Big Mouth is very funny. And it beat the Adventure Time last ever episode, which is great.
Haven't seen that.
Mad About the Toy. Here's the synopsis. When Marge and Homer leave Grandpa to babysit the kids,
pass.
Some little green army men trigger a PTSD episode, sending the family on a journey to Grandpa's past and the time period where
too much
he
going
was
back
a
to the past.
Post-war toy model.
Of course he
sounds
was.
Sounds awful, like.
But they just make it up as they go along.
You know, like.
No. No, on that premise,
there's a
no.
picture of Grandpa kissing somebody here. A Frenchman, looks like. And then he meets the Frenchman again, maybe. I don't know. Not for me.
Not interested, Shane. Sorry. I appreciate the
you know what?
The message.
You know, if you want to send us a follow-up message.
Can we go back to my political views? I thought I scuffed all that in post.
He's not wrong, Andy.
Well, when I Googled the word antiquated, I mean old-fashioned or outdated. I said, well, surely I've cut all those things that I didn't want to get out there.
You're a regular Shane Gillis.
I guess I'm not woke, as the kids say. But yeah, that's going to be a no. what are you signalling? I don't know what this is.
You the read?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a good testimonial, which I thought I'd share.
I'm eating a real chocolate bar, guys.
What is that?
An Aero. A giant Aero.
I tell you what, I won't have a bad word said about an Aero. It is
I'm eating
premium.
It.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. It's a good chocolate. A premium.
Andy. Stop shoving it down my throat.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, I got a good message from pal of the show, Neil, who just said, Andy, good sir, myself and Kieran, who's also a pal of the show, were chatting recently. We both listened to a fair amount of different podcasts, and we both agreed that Put It in H is, hands down, our favourite. Thought it would be nice to say it directly, or as directly as social media allows anyway. So kudos, keep up the good work, and give my best to your co-host.
Yeah.
And congrats on getting engaged again. Now, I mean, that... Made my day. Now, granted, it was about 10 o'clock when I seen it, so, but still, it saved my day.
Yes.
and I thought that, you know, it's just so nice to get
messages. Something
like that.
About, like, even like you're saying, that's great. It gives a real feel. And then, like, I was up in my sister's new house the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I was there with my nephew, and he was like, "Do you like the new house?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then her husband was walking by, and he was like, "No, he doesn't like it. He loves it." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus."
I almost forget, like, that, you know,
people are listening.
I just kind of put it out, and then, you know.
It really, really warms the cockles of
your
heart. It does.
Yeah.
Now, but thank you all
thank
for
you
your
very
support.
Much. Please send us more.
Oh, and also, I would like to thank our sponsor this week. Well, I say our sponsor, somebody who donated to the pod.
Even better.
Friend of the show, Gary Kane.
Gary, send us your address, mate. We'll send you stickers.
He
stickers
said,
are on
he
the way.
He specifically said he did not want stickers.
Unbelievable.
Like, as a teacher, he said he spends most of his day trying to avoid getting sticky stuff on him. Or something along those lines.
I'll bet he does.
Oh, Andy. Your antiquated politics are rearing its ugly head.
This is what we talked about off here.
Stickers needed. But just to mention on the air, I'm sure, will be enough from.
Yeah,
thank
excellent.
You very much, Gary.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And if anyone who has left a review, by the way, and wants a sticker, I need your address. So send us your address and we'll get those stickers out.
Send it care of Jesus. The Pentagon.
Happy dude. Terry, dare I say it, may we talk a bit about The Simpsons?
Sure, let's get into it.
Terry, we are talking about a very special episode today. It is the Season 5 episode finale. Episode 22, if you will.
The what?
Season 5.
Episode finale.
Season finale. Whatever. It's been a long day at work.
I don't care. You bring your A game when you come in here, right?
well, it's...
Why else is it special, Andy?
I don't know.
I remember once upon a time it was some little dude's favourite episode.
That would be me.
Yeah. Is it still?
Well, we'll get to it, won't
we? Okay. Excuse me.
I don't want to blow my wad so soon, Terry. I'm giddy already. Yeah. I'm normally giddy by the bonus out.
What are you talking about? That's next week.
Yeah. It aired on Fox May 19th, 1994. It was written by Greg Daniels and directed by Carlos Baeza. Yes?
Mm.
It finished with a Nielsen rating of 9.8, the second highest rated show on Fox that week, following Melrose Place. Our old pals who don't know who we are, I can't believe it's a bigger and better updated unofficial Simpsons guide.
One of these days we'll get it.
It was a confident finale to the fifth season, which had seen the series become progressively more surreal and self-aware.
I agree.
Yes. I thought then there's a few things on the production. It was the second script that Greg Daniels wrote for the show. And he said he thought the staff had previously done a lot of episodes where Homer wasn't good at anything, so he tried to figure out something that Homer was good at and came up with the idea of Homer being a good husband. And then it's quite clear at this point that Bart was sort of the star of the show up until around maybe season 5. But the focus at this stage had really shifted to Homer, and Al Jean even said that because Homer was an adult character, it just gave him way more depth, and the storyline possibilities were, you know, there was way more.
Agree. Like, and like, it's telling that it's like from here on, it's like Homer becomes a fireman, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
like, you know,
Homer does this instead of Bart, though, whatever. Yeah. You know, and they said that Bart, to write him accurately as a child, can only have so much depth, but with Homer, they could go into all these other. Like adult problems, like this episode where him and Marge have a big fight and all this sort of stuff.
It's interesting to see that, like, Greg Daniels was a writer on The Simpsons. I never realized that because, like, he's like on like The Office, producer, writer on The Office, Parks and Rec, King of the Hill, like
good track record.
That's, yeah, very good, good stock. So, like, you know,
and how?
Sorry, I cut you off. There,
that's fine. What else? I don't have a huge amount. The other thing was the... I'm sorry for eating. I don't know why this is just now a thing on the show.
Well, you know, it's fun. Fun for us.
It's been a long day. This was a big sort of episode with the whole thing of Smithers' sexual orientation, which was, it sort of put it to bed.
It's a bit more overt, yeah.
You know, this one was a real, like... But then there was the argument that, like, is he a Burns sexual and only attracted to him? Whereas others say he's without a doubt just gay. Like,
I would say, it's interesting because, like, it seems like he's infatuated with Burns. And even, like... I mean, later in the later series, there's like, remember he goes on holidays and it's like he's not he's not allowed photos at this particular resort.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
the women are dancing up against him and he's got his face in his hands, like.
But like even the one where John is there and he's out with the Simpsons, and then he's like, "Oh, John's like, so this is your sick mother." I was like, took me a while to get that. A few viewings of the child to sort of cop on to that one.
Well, that seals it then. I think we put that matter to bed.
Oh, have we? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, he does seem like... But, like, when he's at the gay resort, he's always calling to check on Mr. Burns or whatever. So it's like...
Yeah.
He just loves Burnsy.
Yeah. But most of all.
Yes. Put it that way.
What I thought was interesting, Ricky Gervais named this his fifth favourite episode of The Simpsons. Commented that Homer's line to Marge at the end, where he said, "I can give you complete and utter dependence," is so sweet because he's right, and that, you know, it's quite true. Like that's you know, but we'll get to that.
It's
scene,
a sweet episode, I think.
Yeah.
Also a hilarious one.
Well, we will.
Why don't we just dive right in?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
The chalkboard gag, Terry.
It's as prescient today as it ever was.
What?
It says like 5 days.
Okay.
All the mass shootings going on in America.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's Simpsons Britain in the future.
I just think it was a problem then, and it's even more of a problem now. Like,
it's way more of a problem now.
It's crazy. Like,
I mean, I don't even want to get into it, to be honest.
I don't want to hear your politics. Honestly.
I don't want to land
myself
in hot water.
It's their God-given right.
It's in the amendment.
It's the Constitution.
It's called. It's the Constitution.
It's the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's get into it.
NRA forever. Anyway. I love the start of it, where it's just...
Straight away.
Yeah, like...
We forgot this was in this episode. Like, even just the lighting...
The way, like the way Mo was dressed, it's a real feel to it. Like,
a poker sort of vibe.
I watched this with Faye last night, and I generally watch it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's like, "I'm going to bed in a few minutes." I was like, "I'm just going to stick this on." And like, she was like, "We never watched The Simpsons together." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." I'm like...
That's what I've been saying.
This is my thing. Come on in, like... But she was pissing herself laughing.
Brilliant. Has she not seen this one before?
Hadn't seen it in years, but it was like, you know, I'd say I watch 10 times as much of The Simpsons as Faye does.
I'd
like,
say
so.
That's even a conservative.
Yeah, probably like 50. But yeah. Like, so it's a treat when you're watching it with somebody who doesn't
It's
know.
Like you're watching it for the first
time.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, oh, that's a great one too. But like when they're going around the table, like they're all folding and like Barney's like, "I'm out."
I'm out. It's like, Homer, of course, is just like, "Don't eat any of these so-called chips."
"All right, I raise a quarter. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Homer, you want any cards? Homer!
Don't try to eat these so-called chips.
Do you want another card or not?
Huh? Oh, okay, I'll take three.
Don't!
I mean, woohoo!
I'm in. Let's see your cards."
"Oh, I was bluffing."
"Come to Papa! Wait a minute. You have a straight flush, Homer. Go! You do this every time! Choking on my own rage here!"
But, like, Homer is like... It kind of reminded me of when I played poker with you.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Like,
it's like, wait a minute.
First of all, I love the pronunciation. It's like, wait a minute. You got a straight flush here, Homer.
So funny. It's like, I'm already laughing like 30 seconds in. That was like when that one time I played poker with you. And like, I was just like, I win.
Is that it? And like, you put it down. It's like, you got like a full house.
It's like, yeah, you won. Yeah. It was my turn to deal. Yeah. I'm just sitting there. It's like, you want a deal? Like,
You got better as it went along.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the times we were playing poker, I had on a playlist and it was flowers on the wall from Pulp Fiction. Yeah. And I was like, watching Captain Kangaroo. And then it was just like a silence. You were like, motherfucker.
Brought the house down. But yeah, so that's... I wonder if beginner's luck is really a thing. Because...
Really, depends.
I tell you what I never understood was with poker was like... The way you sort of... Because I went through a little phase of watching late night poker. I know watched it a lot. Ah.
When like, poker was in vogue.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
We had a poker league at one stage. Once every Friday we play.
There was the flop. But there was the whole thing of like... Okay, based on what's in there, I'll put in this much. I never understood any of that percentage shit like this.
Well, like say there's 400 in there.
Yeah.
Like if you bet 400, it's a pot size bet. Like
you've already lost me.
400 is there to be won, right? And if you bet another 400,
yeah,
that means if somebody wants to come in, they have to pay the minimum of what they can win. So
800.
Well, they'll have to pay 400.
Right.
So then it'll be like if they lose, they're automatically losing. It's what they could win, what they could possibly win.
Right.
So like, say there's 200 in there, and somebody bets 800. You're like, I'm not calling 800 to win 200. You know, plus their 800. If you get me.
Yeah, but like you're winning their 800 too.
But it's an if. Like he could have a set of kings, and you're like, I have to call 800. I have to put 800 in with my ace jack.
Because you're not just bluffing. If I had nothing and I just...
You could.
And I just said, 800. And everyone's like, fuck that. And they're like, great, 200 for me.
But somebody might have... That's the other side of it. Somebody might have a pair of aces. They're like, yep, I raise it. 1600. You're like, well, there goes my 800. That's the game. Like,
it's almost like cards are secondary in poker. It's all about like the money. You want to be a fucking mathematician to play this game.
Well, most of the ones that are very good at it are
math.
Well, like they work like percentages and stuff like that. Like,
wasn't for me. But I
love it. Like
one and done.
Too far.
I really actually enjoyed it.
You played a few times.
Yeah, I played a few times. I wasn't so lucky the other times. Yeah. But
but it's
when I try and emit, like when I try and play some sort of tactic, then it all went to shit.
I remember being out of my mind drunk in Australia and like going at like 2 a.m. to go play in a casino.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, like, you know, it's 1 or 2 is the blinds or whatever. And that's what it was normally. And your mom was like, oh no, the World Series of Poker is on at the moment or whatever Australia thing. So it was like, we have to, it's like 4 and 8. And I was like, sure, yeah. So it was like 80 quid. And it was like 10 blinds that get you, like 10 hands essentially. And I was like, busted before I knew it. I was like, just
20 minutes later.
Like,
well, I'm out.
Pretty much. I was like, I'll see you at home, Mark. Like, I'm like,
absolutely broke.
Yeah. I was just like, why did I waste 80 euro there after spending like 150 on the night out?
On the night, yeah.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Homer wins. And then...
I like how Lenny is, like, sticking up from here.
Yeah, don't yell at home. I love even just the shadow on all them. Like, it just looks... It's animated so well. Like.
It's like, something said. Not good. What was it?
Don't yell at Homer.
No, that's okay. What was it? Slow. They called you slow. Like, how dare you?
Such a great... Yeah. Just an empty kitchen. And the fact that, like, Lenny... I like the way that Lenny wears, like, one of those
night hats. That's what I was thinking, like... Yeah.
Like,
get the hell out of here.
Something was said. I love a good get the hell out of here. Like,
And I love how, like, Homer the next day is, like, so confident.
Even this had me laughing.
He's like, so anywho, get this.
Like, and the way he leans into Bart is like, he said, get this.
A little slow.
He's
like, as usual, I'm winning without realising.
Yeah.
And then I just like Bart. Like,
and they're all a bit like,
ugh. Like, slap.
It's like, we don't think you're slow. On the other hand, it's not like you go to museums or read books or anything.
You don't think I want to? It's those TV networks, Mark. They won't let me. One quality show after another, each more fresher and more brilliant than the last. They only stumbled once. Gave us 30 minutes to ourselves. But they won't. They won't let me live.
I used to fucking love that line.
Faye turned around to me. He's like, that's you.
I just thought, like, he's so, like, he's just trapped by good quality programming.
But it's the fact that, like, at that time, it's not like we're living now in, like, peak TV. It was, like, shit. It was, like, Cops or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, one of the highest rated shows, like, you know?
Like, it's just non-existent now on TV.
TV's dying, mate.
It is dying.
It's not, and it is and it isn't. Like,
as soon as they get some sort of on-demand thing for sport, TV's done.
Well, like, what it's going to be is your TV package is going to be your streaming bundles. So you're going to pay 50 quid and you're going to get Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, whatever, like, you know, or whatever, Sky, terrestrial TV will be gone, like, pretty
much. As a show, like, it's mad to even think of now, like, sometimes, like, Joni be watching TV and she'd be like, will you put on, like, when we were in Croatia, she's like, can you put on whatever? And it's like, no, we don't pick what's on here. It's just, you know, like, whatever's on, you have to watch. Yeah. Like, we're watching, like, Popeye, like, from the 50s and all that sort of stuff. But she was loving it anyway. Yeah. But just, it was just weird that you even had to explain that to her. Like, no, we can't just pick what we want.
Everything is, like,
it's mad.
And then Homer finally realizes that, you know, he is slow when he's upstairs in bed with Marge.
I like the fact, because she suggests that he could take, like, an adult education course, which is the studio that we're in, the adult education industry.
Is that what this is?
That's what I do, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like, no, but like...
Leaders in training and professional education.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a like, say, if you're a workforce, you want to, like, train them in...
Yeah.
Like, it's not like... It's not like I'm going to
funk,
like,
dancing for self defense.
Yeah, no. It's not like the local rec center where you like go to, like, learn how to paint or whatever.
It's off the chain expensive. Yeah.
So, I'll bet,
if I may say. Yeah. And I like the fact that he says every time he learns something new, it pushes old stuff out of my brain. Yeah. Remember the time I took that home winemaking course and I forgot how to drive?
That's because you were drunk.
And how?
You get a great little montage of Homer, where he's just popping his head into the different classes or whatever. Yeah. Paddy and Selma.
Yeah, to, what's it? To
how to drive your man
crazy, or seducing men, or something like that.
At this point, I'd like to remind you that there are no refunds. Moe's. I noticed this episode has, like, so many memes.
Yeah. I was thinking it's three by my count. Yeah. That it was
three,
like,
main ones.
Yeah, big ones. Yeah.
This is one of them.
I mean, this is one of the best. This is one of the most memorable jokes, I think. Yeah. Maybe it's the meme culture has brought it back even more.
I used to always love it.
This always stood out for me. Is it
what I don't? I mean, the idea of Mo, first of all, teaching funk dancing—it
just doesn't go.
But like.
All right, here's the 411, folks. Say some gangster is dissing your fly girl. You just give him one of these. Ooh,
hey, ooh. You just give him one of these, and then it's the music. The wave of the arms is so good. And then he takes
out. Where's the shotgun come from?
If anything, I was like thinking, I was like, the shotgun was unnecessary.
Oh, I don't like think. I don't know.
Yeah, at this point now, I'm like, oh, it kind of takes away from it. Because I just loved all the dancing, like, he was doing. Like,
but that makes it even more absurd. Because it's like, where does that come from? Like, the funk dancing has got nothing to do with it. Like, the shotgun would end it.
I would like, anyway, just like, even to flip over the table. I think that, like, that would have been a black
t-shirt. Yeah, he's
wearing, you know, black t-shirt, black sort of dancing pants.
He's just playing the part.
And then Lenny is teaching tobacco spitting. And I was like, that ping sound means the spit was on target. Now you try.
Everyone just went, disgusting.
Getting better.
And then, like, what do you think of this joke where he's like, he can teach a class.
I used to like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't quite land for me this time. And then again, second meme. No, you can't, Mr. Simpson. No one can.
This guy, like, why is he only in one episode ever? Like, and why is that voice? You know, I'm a huge thing for voices.
I know. I want that voice to be used again. Like,
and like, Faye was like, is that like the guy, like, from Along Came Polly? And I was like, yeah, that's Hank Azaria. And like, she's like, first of all, she said, was it Chief Wiggum's voice?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, it is. Yeah, Chief. And she's like, that's the guy from Long Came Polly. I was like, yeah.
You can hear. That's the movie, like, you know.
See, I fucking absolutely ripped in it. We watched it then, we're on
holiday. Yeah.
Crazy. It's like, but it looked like fake body. Like, it looked like he was wearing one of those, like, body suits.
Like, ripped body suits, He says, I can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
I like when he's, like, saying how, what am I going to tell my wife and kids? Like, oh, you're married? No, Mr. Simpson, what I mean is we may have a job for you after all.
It's like straight away he's about to come on to him. Yeah. It's like, is there another way to get this job?
And then I love how I was like, anything to get me out of that house, away from all that nagging and noise of a family of love. Sha-na-na-na. Do you know where the Sha-na-na-na is from?
No. Ooh. Some sort of song?
It's from Family Ties.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Surely you've seen Family Ties when you were younger.
Not one second.
Michael J. Fox?
No.
His sitcom?
Is that Spin City?
Yeah, it's Spin City. It's the 80s, you goon.
And me. No, I'm not going to do it again.
And then the jacket. I love the jacket Homer shows up in.
Where he sewed the patches to
but
his elbows.
But just like the puff, you know, the...
That almost reminded me of the Mr. Plough jacket or
kind
something.
Kind of like, and like Faye's like, there's your jacket you'd love. I was like, yeah. And I was like, but I love the joke of like, instead of it being like, he's just got patches. He's like cut two patches out of another
jacket. It's supposed to be leather patches on a tweed blazer. You've ruined a perfectly good jacket. Like,
correction, two perfectly good. And you just see the two
like crudely cut from the back. Like, they're not even cut at the elbows.
Such a good joke. Like, never mind the fact that, you know, you can buy patches.
You buy it.
Like, yeah, you buy leather patches. Like, that's his idea. Like...
And then Lisa, of course, being Lisa, is like, will you be lecturing from a standardized text or using the more Socratic method of interactive class participation? Like, she's trying to make him feel
like,
stupid.
Faye's like, I hate Lisa. Yeah, we talk about it a lot on the
we
podcast.
All do.
We talk about it a lot on the podcast. If but, anything, we like her when she acts like a child rather than like...
Like, she knows Homer's not going to understand
her.
Terry, I'm going to break off a piece of your arrow, if you don't mind.
I do mind.
I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. It's not a mint arrow, but hey.
Do they still do the orange arrow, I wonder?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, anyway.
Well, that is that.
I love how he rings Flanders' doorbell to be like...
He runs all the way up. Can't talk now, Flanders. I've got a class to teach.
But you rang my bell.
Stopping at the drive-thru as well.
I love that. Like,
can I take your order?
Nothing for me today. I've got a class to teach.
Sir, it's a felony to tease the order box. And then just speeding through traffic, like speeding through a red light.
But he stops in the intersection and like, it's all right, I'm a teacher, and then speeds off.
Yeah, Miss Hoover, I didn't know we could do that.
And they chose the perfect teacher.
Yeah,
to, like, Hoover,
she would.
Hoover has that, like, under the surface, that, like, bubbling wild side.
Yeah,
you know? Like, it's like, oh, okay, like, just a little bit of encouragement is all she needed to, like, do it. Like,
yeah, she doesn't need that much of encouragement.
Yeah. So Homer is in there. This, and, like, Faye's like, don't bring this up on the podcast, but I have to. I wouldn't be me if I didn't bring it up.
Oh, brilliant.
I was like, what time of day is this? Like, where is he, like, not in his job? It doesn't seem like it's a night class. Where is it? Where is everybody else not in their jobs? Like,
yeah, you would think it's a night class, but it's not, is it?
It seems like it's during the day.
Saturday, maybe?
But then later on in the... Maybe. But then later on in the episode, it does seem like it's a night class. You know, this first part is like, he seems like he's going there, like, that morning, it, you know.
Yeah.
It's in the morning he's leaving.
They're all eating breakfast. And I meant to say, when they're eating breakfast, they're absolutely wolfing down that breakfast. They're all going, maybe it's just the weekend or something like that.
I think
you're well within your rights to ask that question.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Faye. I think that's a question that needs to be asked.
Homer just needs to make sure everybody is in the right class.
Tobacco spat on him. Room 12.
Room 12. Thank you.
And then, like, he goes in, like, what does he think he's going to say? He just comes in and he's like,
yeah,
and it goes on for ages. Yeah. It's like,
I like his, like,
to people, like,
no talking.
And
Skinner is always the voice of reason saying, How about if we
tell you our problems with relationships?
Yeah, that'll eat up some time.
So then what? Otto, first of all, his standards are just too high. I feel like no one's good enough for me. What was it? Flea falls out of his head. And then...
My problems, I'm a real user of women. I move in right away and stay till the money's gone.
I'm a smart woman, but I make bad choices. Here's a set of my house keys and my ATM card. Yeah.
And then we get Smithers.
Make love to me the way you used to.
No.
It's that horrible Mr. Burns, isn't it?
You leave Mr. Burns out of this!
Smithers! Smithers!
Did you know what this was?
It's from a movie. Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah.
Yes!
I have a feeling that you...
No?
Yeah?
Because I just know the Smithy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Waylon.
Even that make love to me like you used to.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's just and like Faye's like, why has he got like a cane? It's like I had some street cane. Yeah, yeah.
Your name is Diamond Tennis.
And like it's Homer. So funny. Well, like first of all, I love how like Smithers is like Mr. Simpson. Mr. Simpson is like Simpson.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, he's back
straight
work.
Back at the work. Yeah,
Simpson.
Yeah, I was listening. Very funny.
No, you were not. You were eating a damn orange.
Yeah, to the untrained eye, I'm eating an orange. But to the eye that has brains. I love that, like, how he said, like, these are all stupid.
He's quick. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, a poo, if you wanted to. Oh.
Terry, can I fill you up?
Can I bust your balls?
I want to say it every time.
Oh, I'll take this one. Thank you.
That wasn't... wasn't for you. Don't know why I put it in front of you.
Your glass had the poison in it already, I assume.
God damn it.
So Homer, oh yeah,
he just starts eating the orange.
But then it's like, if you wanted to see the man eat an orange, you'd go to the orange eating class.
Love that. Eating an orange is a lot like a good marriage.
Just eat the damn orange.
That was probably, when I was a kid, my favorite.
I remember
joke.
You always saying that.
Like, what are they? Like, what are they doing? Like,
and like again,
paying just to watch a man.
I keep saying, oh, like Faye was saying this, Faye, like, but it's just really interesting to have like a fresh set of eyes. That man, she's like, I never realized that. Like the old people, like. I love what they like, how much personality they have, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, like there's loads of that in it. That, like, You don't realize when you're a child, like it's when you're like, it's like, yeah, that's something an old person would probably say, like,
you know? He's just impatient, like, just exactly. Eat the damn oranges.
And then Mo gets the old something wasn't working in bed.
Skinner, Australia. Ooh, a fight.
Trouble in paradise.
And so Homer tells him that they could save money if Marge only dyed her hair once a month.
And it's just like, I don't know, like, it's believable, but it's also like crazy.
It is blue.
No, but like, just what Homer is doing here.
Yeah.
That like...
He's just...
It doesn't seem to be coming from a place of malice, but like, he's just...
He's just happy that they're listening to him.
He's so desperate for them.
Yeah.
For their attention or their approval.
It's the like, first thing he said that's got it, like...
I love this where he's like at the thing, Krusty Burger. All right, Simpson, you've been wondering about these in the box.
Where does he go back to say, like, I went on for hours. They were hanging on my every word. Like, nobody cares.
And I love the kid. He's like, I need closure on that anecdote. Act break.
That was always when... Was that when the ad hit?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, for previous one, yeah.
And then Apu was saying that they have blue hair dye, 52.
Nah, you got it all wrong, Pooh.
I love it when it's Pooh. Like,
she's blue 56.
Yeah. And then, like, Krabappa's like, we just love your husband's class.
That's nice. And then this is sort of the start. And
this here is, like, my... And this was something in school that I was, like, absolutely... loved so much, this whole scene here where, and like,
I
would work myself up doing the monologue to like my friends, where like, and I'm like, not even in secondary school, in like fifth class or something, like, where it'd be like, you know, she's saying, don't be saying stuff.
Look, Marge, you don't know what it's like. I'm the one out there every day putting his ass on the line, and I'm not out of order. You're out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can handle the truth! Because when you reach over and put your hand into a pile of goo that was your best friend's face, you'll know what to do! Forget it, Marge! It's Chinatown!
Homer, don't ever tell them personal stuff about me again!
Yes, ma'am.
Because when you reach over and put your hand in the pile of goo that was your best friend's face, you all know what to do. Forget it, Marge. It's Chinatown.
I was literally sitting there yesterday watching it, like, Bouncing in my seat.
As soon as we get to the your best pilot, like, and then it's like, all right, what's he talking about? He'll know what to do.
I got that. It's just like, and it's like that sort of like sun. It's very reminiscent of that sunrise.
Yeah.
Sun, it's just like he's got a ball of these like words or quotes, and he's just like putting them all in a blender together, and then it just comes out of his mouth. Like,
and Marge straight away, don't ever tell them personal stuff about me again.
But even that, like, the elevation, I was like, you know, I'm out there with, like, my ass on the line.
It just,
like,
gets up
higher. When it's like, the whole freaking system is out of order. You want the truth? You want the truth? Like, really, like, and he's putting his head in there, like, very antagonistic.
Chinatown.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Doesn't make any sense, but it's still brilliant, like.
So he tries to go back to his old ways, and he's like, what's a wedding? Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
It was so
That's
tempted.
A very clever joke.
I was so tempted to try and work that into my speech at my wedding. But I was like, I would not be able to pull it off. Like,
yeah.
But something along those lines.
Few of us would laugh. Yeah. I would have given it up for you.
I would have come across like a real douchebag, I think. Like.
And then, unlike Mo, straight away, tell us about you and Marge.
This is a place of learning, not a house of hearing about things.
And then they all get to leave. I fucking love this. All I was like, I can't believe I paid $10,000 for this course.
What the heck was their lab fee for?
Like $10,000.
And then he just kind of goes to, like, okay, no, wait, like, desperation, like, please stay. But it won't be home or marriage. It'll be Mr. X and Mrs. Y. And then... So anyway, Mr. X would say, Marge, if this doesn't get your motor running, my name isn't Homer J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And like, I love everybody's face, like, huh? You know, there's like...
What I find particularly interesting is that Marge likes Homer to nibble on her elbow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't think much about it. But as an adult, I'm like, is that... I don't see how that would...
In here or outside?
The inner elbow?
I know that...
The inner crooks? Like, I would always assume the elbow is the bone part.
Yeah, I think it could be if it was there.
I get it. If it was the
apparently the behind the knee is an erogenous zone.
Really?
Yeah. If you, and now I don't know.
Say no more, yeah. Terry. I'm when winking to you.
You're blinking.
Stop winking. Oh, I can't wink.
So maybe in the crook of the elbow is also something. But it doesn't seem it, like...
It's a sensitive spot, I guess.
Ow!
Sometimes... I'm not gonna get into...
Kerry, if this...
this doesn't get your motor running.
My name isn't Andy R. Cantwell. A little bit of a callback to last week's.
But she, likes just, like, if I just rub her arm. But, like, always the elbow is always, like... That's a good spot.
Is it?
It's like, a sexual thing, you understand. But
okay.
Anyway, I've said too much.
She's going to kill you.
Did
you notice how when, like, Homer is just standing there in the kitchen the next scene, when, like, Marge is like, don't you have to go to class? And whenever he's standing, he's just like, and looking at her, like, real pleasant. He's like, not tonight. And then,
nice leisurely dinner at home.
Oh, you'll never guess. My whole class is here.
Yeah. I love the fact... Yeah, first of all, Sideshow Mel is like, apparently that disturbing odour was the food.
Love Mel. Need more Mel. Like.
I know. And everyone... So they're trying to have like a normal conversation.
Yeah, so forced.
Everyone's just
like,
taking notes and all.
Like the fact that he's like, oh, Lisa, apple of my eye. Never.
Stuff he'd never say.
I'm a little major leaguer. Yeah. Catch any June bugs today?
And then, like, Homer is just being so un-Homer, like, I know you meant well, but that wasn't the right thing to do.
And Bart, I always found this reaction to be like, that's the proper reaction to when your dad strangles you.
Yeah,
I'm out of here. Yeah. Like, as opposed to just like
sitting there and taking it.
Yeah, like being abused by your parents.
Basically. I wonder if in new episodes of The Simpsons, does Homer still strangle Bart?
Yeah,
I would imagine that he doesn't.
Mm.
I would actually bet my house on it that he doesn't, since The Simpsons are so PC these days. Oh. And you know how I feel about PC.
Yeah.
No, but PC principle, bro. I'd say he doesn't.
And then they go off to bed, and Marge is like, I want this to end now.
Mo, hey Homer, why don't you just nibble our elbow? That always melts our butter, right?
I love, like, got out. I was like, Homer, I was like, all right, we're breaking early.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, read pages 7 through 18 in Lisa's diary.
Like, yeah. he just couldn't be doing worse. Like, terrible dialogue.
Like, she locks in her to Otto. Is that like, yeah, this is going to be on the test because I wasn't paying attention.
And then, so you get Homer saying,
I love this. There's crickets out here.
Yeah, crickets. Yeah. Like, mistakes were made. Let's end this madness and get on with our lives. And this is like their proper.
Marge is
angry.
Well within her rights here. Like,
and like she asked him not to say personal things. He did anyway. He's just trying to brush it off. I learned my lesson. It'll never happen again. Like, you know,
Flanders just like pops his head out the window. Like,
what's the big brew? Ha ha.
Marge just throw me out for blabbing about her elbow thing. Honey,
the door blew shut.
And again, I think Homer is like really good in this episode. He's like, this scene's getting old, man. I'm hitting the road. Maybe I'll drop you a line someday for whatever I end up in this crazy world.
Is that from something?
I don't think so. I think it's just like, you know,
just him
bravado, like, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then like Marge is kind of telling the kid, and like it, I remember actually like having never seen this episode until I don't know, like, you know the way it would always be repeats would always be on Sky or whatever, like, and it was during a round of repeats that I was like I don't know this episode at all.
Really?
like
what a treat.
Yeah, it was. And like just the idea of like Marge and Homer, like, you know they're not gonna split up, but like you're kind of like, you know, this is serious.
Yeah, it's a very real fight that they seem to have. Like, and to the point where they're talking to the kids and saying, like, we love you both very much and all this sort of stuff.
And it kind of makes sense. I never thought about it before, but the fact that it's the last episode of the season makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it could be a potential cliffhanger.
Yeah.
For, like, next year or whatever. Yeah, like, you know? I never thought about that.
They probably should have done that. Well, I don't know.
No, because they'd have to just reset the status. It's like South Park, when South Park did it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they're getting divorced or whatever like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then they reset it, then completely the end of the next episode. They reset it. Like,
forgot about that. And then, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Lisa says, whenever I'm worried about Mom and Dad, I go to the attic and add to my ball of string, which is huge and crushes Snowball too.
Good guy.
Does that kill the cat?
No.
Okay. I was thinking, this is yet another, like, dead.
No, they never get a new cat since. The first Snowball was white.
Oh, yeah, it was always Snowball too, wasn't it? Yeah, okay.
I like this when Bart and Milhouse are playing. Bart McCool. The Zornid Brain Changers. And then Milbot.
Into the safety dome, Milbot.
Don't mind me, boys, just scrub me undies.
Milhouse again, rightly, he's like, your dad kind of blew the fantasy. I only like it when I pretend scared.
But I love how it's like, Homer, like, keep up the Ruphausen, son. Oh, these stubborn grass stains.
Like, he's only been gone, like, that day. Yeah, like,
yeah. It's like,
he sees,
like, his God, Reverend Lovejoy, it's like, his God will punish him if he doesn't make her take me back. And it's like,
get a divorce.
Isn't that a sin?
Marge, everything's a sin. You ever sat down and read this thing? Technically, we're not allowed to go to the bathroom.
Great little guy where Marge is in the bed and she leans over and it's like,
I actually thought that was a bit sad where like you just see Homer's like dent.
Well, the head part on the pillow and then it's like it goes
the full body dent.
But it was sad that she's like, oh, you know.
yeah
and then Homer is like, kisses the picture frame, no picture.
Yeah,
he's saying that he you know,
10 years to take a picture.
This is the thing that, like, what the first time I watched it and like one of the lads I was watching it with, they're like, when he's like, you mean I'm going to be a daddy? He's like, in the back seat. And I was like, no, he's not. And then, like, I was like, have you seen this one? Like,
I thought, I mean, like,
it's a good joke, though.
It's like a great joke because it goes from being like a heartfelt sort of like, you know, she's remembering.
And
apparently
she's passing all the
Splitsville ice cream and all this
all
sort
the
of
shops.
Stuff.
Like,
funny the way everything reminds me of Homer.
I love you. Will you marry me, Marge? You mean I'm gonna be a daddy? I hope we'll always be together. Together. Together.
Together?
What I think is funny is, like, fair enough, she catches him where he's like, I hope we'll always be together. Together. Yeah. But like the whole fact of Homer being there, like with the thing going, like, you mean I'm gonna be a daddy? Like, that makes me laugh. Him just going through the Rolodex.
He's like, okay, one of my greatest hits. Like one of our moments.
And he never
together.
Said that. Like he actually went, and pulled his hair out and ran up the stairs.
Yeah, he's like, what does she want to hear? Like,
plus, she throws him out of the car. He'd be dead. Full aggressively, like, speeds away. Like,
Lisa comes up to Homer in the treehouse. So good. Homer's like, it's so mental. Like, he's gone completely off the deep end.
He's in tatters.
He's like, I don't need your mother anymore. I created a replacement that's superior in almost every way. And it's just, it's her face on, like, a paper plate.
Yeah.
And it's a plant. Yeah, like, it's just hair. Demented. Like,
that's a plant.
You will respect your new mother. Now give her a kiss.
Kiss her. I don't know why that bit always makes me laugh. Kiss her.
And like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, drops it. Yeah. She tripped, yeah, right? I was
like, what? Like, you've, like, in your mind, you've murdered your wife. Yeah, like,
and that's his response.
Yeah.
He wants Lisa to help him trick her into taking her back.
He's like, I'll give you $40 if you can think of it for me.
Yeah. Okay, 30.
Good luck.
But I like, again, it's a classic thing of Homer talking to his brain, like they're separate entities.
Eat the pudding.
There's something very pleasing about the, like, I wonder if that was, like, is it Dan Castellaneta?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was him saying it a bunch of times or if he said it once and they looped it.
I think he said it a bunch of times.
Eat the pudding. Yeah, you can sort of do it the same. Yeah.
And then
just Mo even showing up to the house
he's been in three different because he was in his regular outfit as well when he was in the class,
and he's quite heavily featured. He's at the poker table.
That's what I mean. He was in like a dirty shirt at the poker table. He was in the self defense outfit. He was in his
he's
apron,
in Homer's class,
and now he's in the like suit here. Yeah. Like
I don't know why I love that, like him like rubbing his shoe on the back of his leg as he's waiting for Mars.
And like he brought her some posies, which he's not really interested in. Jeez, I come here, I get dressed up all nice, like put my heart on the line and I make a fool out of myself. Oh boy, I'm gonna start bawling here.
Why don't you come inside for a drink of water?
Okay.
Clean
house, no silverfish. Could have been very happy here. I always got the impression when I was younger, I didn't get it this time, but like the impression that like when he says that, he's just doing that to sort of get his foot in the door.
Oh,
and he's
right.
Like, and now, you know, I'm gonna wear her down.
Oh yeah.
Whereas this time I was like, this time I was like,
I think that makes sense though. I think I thought the same.
Yeah,
it's all an act to get in the house.
And now this time it's like, no, he actually seems to just be like
accepting his
fate.
Yeah,
it's like it's not gonna happen for me. Yeah. But like she's being nice to me.
Then you get the third meme-worthy thing of Homer that looking down and Mo looking up.
I love the design of Homer here. Like the
he's
gray,
so tattered, the overgrown beard.
The gray shirt is like a belly top. Yeah. And it's like he's in shorts and he has a rope around his waist. He's lost his belt somewhere. Like
he's only been a day.
And
Mo, where he's just like,
Homer.
Mo. What are you doing here?
I never touched her, Homer. Homer, I swear I never touched her.
Here's your water, Mo.
I didn't ask you for no water. She's lying, Homer. She's lying. She told me you were dead. That's the only reason I didn't do nothing.
The fact that he goes, like, I never touched her, Homer. Homer, I swear I never touched her. Like, the fact that he goes, never touched her. Like, you know, that's where Mo's head is. Like, it's so un-Simpsons-like.
And, like, she's like, here's your water. Like, I didn't ask for no water.
She's lying, Homer.
She's lying.
She told me you were dead.
That's the only. I didn't do nothing.
He's like runs out like he just smashes through the window.
Bye, Mo.
And then I quite liked.
I loved the end here.
Like, yeah, because he's sort of. Well, first of all, Marge's like, "What happened to you?" And he says, "I figured out what I can give you that no one else can: a bouquet of poe."
Yeah, I love that. Like,
and then he really is like sort of.
I love
defeated.
The animation here when he's like leaving, and it's like his tattered rags get caught on the cop. But like when she releases it, it's as if it's like something out of
like a stop animation or something.
It's slow motion, but it's also like as if like something from like a Disney thing where it's like the spell is broken it's like something like that, and then like
it's
Homer,
like she's helping him,
and then it's like Homer realize it's like, like you almost expect like sort of little gold rings or something to go around. It's like, of course, like the grand realization.
And then he does come to the realization that he knows what he can offer that no one else can. Complete and utter dependence.
Oh, well, it's not a good thing.
And then, it's not a good thing, but it's just sweet coming from him because he's like, it's a marvelous thing. I need you more than anyone else on this planet could ever possibly need you. It's like he needs her to take care of him, to put up with him, and most of all, to love him.
I love how she wants to know if she can trust him. He's like, Marge, look at me. We've been separated for a day, and I'm as dirty as a Frenchman.
I know.
In another few hours, I'll be dead. I can't afford to lose your trust again. Yeah,
that's a nice line.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think they can say I'm as dirty as a Frenchman these days.
Probably they.
I don't think
you could. They probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like others could.
South Park, Family Guy, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're too... they're no longer...
They're no longer anti-establishment. Yeah. They are the establishment.
That's a t-shirt.
Patent pending.
Then it's pretty much at the end where it's like... Marge is like saying how much she feels needed. Homer is like, wait till my class hears about this.
Yeah. Kidding.
Yeah. Lisa is like, glad to have you back. Don't screw it up.
And this is completely inappropriate, by the way. Marge is like, I have a special present for you, but I'll give it to you later tonight.
Special present. I want it now.
So Bethany makes a point. I want the children to see. Like, they would get exactly what she's talking about. Yeah. Like, so inappropriate. Yeah.
And then Mo appears again, which I kind of think, I don't know. Not that it's unnecessary, but it's just like, it seems a bit like we need something. We need a button. Yeah. Like, you know.
Like, they kind of could have just had Homer. I guess it's like a little joke to end it, but it's a way of getting Homer putting his hand on Marge's shoulder, like, hey, Mo. Like, they're all happy again.
Yeah.
You know. But, like, they could have done that a number of ways. But I guess, you know, I'll never give out about them using Mo for anything.
Oh, no.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Shall we get into ratings?
Please.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker. How did you like this episode?
Well, Terry, you know how I've had an issue in the past with, episodes... with, like, episodes...
The police.
With,
shut up! Eating disorder.
With, like, classic episodes or ones that I remember fondly and I go back and they're not as good. Well... This did not fall into that category at all.
Really landed that.
I know.
I can see you're gearing up. You're like, this did not.
It was good.
You enjoyed it.
I bought that, but I loved it. I think the first 5 minutes of it, they didn't put a foot wrong.
Mm.
It was the funniest first 5 minutes of any Simpsons episode ever, I think.
Really, really good.
I think it was sweet. It wasn't a perfect episode, like, if I'm looking at it, like, is that the word? Analytically?
Critically.
Critically, thank you.
That's what we're here to do, Andy.
Well, I guess, that's kind of our job. Yeah. So I will say that, like, it like there's a, it, you know, there's a little bit of a flatness to... I can't even articulate what it is, but there's just something. It's not a perfect episode, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, it was just hilarious. It was it had the best jokes, I think. It was very different to the other ones. There was a lot of references. It was very un-Simpsons. Like, you have all the characters in the adult education. You got Mo teaching. You've got like all this sort of stuff. I would say my MVP. It's got to be my man Mo.
Oh,
featured quite well in this, and I just loved it. I thought it was hilarious. The jokes still held up. If I watched it for the first time today, I'd be like rolling in the aisles, as they say. So for that reason, Terry, I would like to give this episode a 9.5.
I think that's the highest of the season.
It's the highest I've ever had.
It's the highest in general, is it? Have I gone higher than that? Let me see
now.
Definitely not this year.
I don't think you had a 9.5.
Oh, Jesus.
You had a 9 this season. You had a
9.2.
A 9.2, yeah. And a 9.1. So, yeah. I had 2 9.1s recently. That's it.
You but either go big or you get lost. Home. Like, yeah.
Well,
I am with you in pretty much everything you said there. Like, yeah. I don't think it's a perfect episode, but yeah. I think it's really, really strong. Loads of funny stuff. Loads of heart. Yeah. Only the one story as well, and it kind of just had a bit of branches off from that, like, which I think is the strong. My favorite episodes this year have kind of had that one central theme, and everybody just kind of orbiting around them. Good use of the bench, like you say. Definitely. Mo, bit of Skinner there, Pooh. But like, yeah, and you get a couple of, like you say, a lot of meme worthy moments. My MVP is Homer J.
Good show.
Yeah, just, I think he was,
it's one of his better ones.
He's got flying form because he, like I said, he's the central focus. It's him and Marge's relationship. Yeah. Marge is very good in this episode.
Marge is good,
say,
yeah.
Like, you know, but I'll give it a solid.
Oh, here we go.
9. Go. That's it.
Nope. Oh. Well. All right then.
I'm on cloud 9.
Say it. We need a soundbite. 9, that's a solid score.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
and that wraps up season 5 for us. Can you believe it?
Who would have thought?
Yeah. I mean,
look at where we are now compared to when we started season 4. Huh? Yeah.
Season 4 was in my apartment.
Yeah.
What, 2 years ago? Maybe more?
Probably more, yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Now here we are in the studio. We've had guests.
Yeah.
We've had a guest.
Yeah. Well,
face to face.
Yeah. There might more be more on the guests horizon. In the offing.
Yeah. Before we close out this season.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that. Shall we get our plugs in?
Please, though? Terry. Yeah.
Where can they find us?
Facebook.
Oh, you can find us on Facebook, sure.
Put it in H podcast.
Let's put an H at Die Hard Simpsons podcast. If people still use Facebook out there, good on you. Where else, Andy?
Twitter.
Oh,
at Put It in H podcast. You can find us on Instagram. Same handle.
Mm. You can email us.
Yes.
Put it in H pod at gmail.com. We will read out whatever you send us.
Yes, good or bad, we'll read it. Just
Might be edited if it's bad.
Yeah.
You can also give us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Big help if you can give us a review.
Huge. We did technically chart this week.
Oh.
I didn't even bother texting you because it was in the hundreds, and I don't get out of bed unless it's the top 50.
Oh, look at you now. Like, unless
I control. I didn't think you'd particularly care about 168.
I always care. Yeah, always care, man.
All right, I'll do it next time.
Yeah. Most definitely. You keep me informed, all right?
So, yeah, that helps us greatly.
If you want to help us fiscally, you can get us at
Terry.
paypal.me/putitinhpod.
Want to try the address again?
paypal.me/putitinhpod. Like our friend Gary earlier on who donated. It's a big help for us. Like I say, we're starting to get a bit of merch.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, t-shirts could be in the offing as
they
well.
They are in the offing. Got a few designs there. We just need to get a thing to host it on.
Yeah, but anyway.
My mouth is watering with these sweets.
Stop eating them.
Anyway, so yes, that would be a big help.
Yeah, do not donate if you cannot afford to. That's what I would say.
That does not go for the two of us. Yeah. Donate literally whatever you can, because we need it more than you. Okay? So that's that.
What have we got next week?
Well, Terry. Well, we have the...
We're going to have the recap show.
Yeah, but
we might have...
We're doing the mini-sode, though, right?
Yeah, but...
Then we've got a special guest.
We won't spoil it, but it's a big one.
It's a big one, especially if you're Irish.
Yeah, most definitely if you're Irish.
Especially if you're Irish.
Yeah. And you're a fan of the Simpsons.
Fan.
Yeah.
I've overplayed my hand here.
But until then.
Yes. See you on the airwaves. And after that,
we still have another episode to record.
Oh, you know? No, we will do the season 5 recap then. Mm. After that, where we talk about our favorite episodes, least favorite episodes.
There might be a few polls up to, you know, have the fans' choices.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So we will do. That'll be in a few weeks' time.
Twitter, all that.
But
rubbish.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And then we're going to be on to season 6. My season.
The money season. All right.
See you soon.
was like, is this a comedy or is it a drama or is it like
I don't want to live on this world anymore. Get me out of this recording, baby.